Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Trey, a.k.a. Big Cap, a.k.a. Trevon, a.k.a. Trey, a.k.a. whatever you want to call me, joined always by Big Jerv and Jay Skills, a.k.a. Jason Madison, the illustrious director. What's up, Juju?
Juju.
What up, y'all?
I thought you was on Caitlyn watch. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, it's that to my watching her game.
Yeah.
I got it over here.
How many points she got?
I don't know right now. I know.
Oh, I thought they had like the little, because they were committed. They're committed to saying like, yeah, they had like the points in the cam and stuff like that, and super important.
I know Josh Green got 1 3-pointer. My focus has went that direction.
You on your parlay?
You did me.
I ain't mad.
Salute to Caitlin. I see you, sis.
But y'all been on these parlays.
I was gonna say
exactly. I'm watching. I'm looking at you. I'm like, you ain't watching what I'm watching.
Because speaking of parlays, Jason took the month of February off of no gambling.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if he's back,
my brother.
I'm not sure if he's back, but how was that, Jason, being away from gambling? Was it liberating?
It was kind of liberating. You know what I'm saying? Knowing that every dollar that I made was gonna be in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. You know, it's interesting. Like, I'm a person who has had like an issue with gambling in the past. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like,
oh, man, shit, nah, my bad, bro. I didn't. Then don't come back.
Like, I'm not
don't come back.
Sorry for the jokes.
No.
Yeah, my bad.
Like, I'm an open book, and it's funny. I was just having a conversation last night with somebody saying like, oh, like, I'm a private person, but it's like, actually, I guess I do share certain things about myself on my podcast and whatever, but.
You also share selfies, by the way. Congratulations.
Selfies. Yo.
I knew that was
look,
Head itself up.
Get well soon. But boy, your head took a selfie on the last two.
That's why I said it's very taboo for me to share selfies.
Hold on, bro. I got to ask. Because look, I'm gonna keep it funky with you. You hit me up maybe 2 weeks ago. I forget what song I was playing in the morning. You was like, yo, we expect you to be listening to that, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you know, I mean, it was just my mood. Bro, I went on your page or however, you know, whether it was a story or whatever. And I just saw you with the biggest smile on your face. And I was just like, who's this guy? Because I don't know this guy.
I don't smile.
Who's this guy?
You look like you wanted all of us to check out DeVry University. Like, you wanted us to make sure
you're tad bit grumpy sometimes, my brother. Just a tad.
No, I mean, that's
just a tad.
One of my nicknames is J Mad, and the Mad is, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. I didn't even know that nickname. That's crazy. I'm gonna start calling him J Mad for sure.
But
look at J Mad, bro. J Mad.
But no, part of it was because, you know what I'm saying, the last post was the, you know what I'm saying, dealing with the colonoscopy or whatever. And I wanted to, you know, I'm moved on from that. I'm in a better, you know, space. So I wanted to channel that.
Ladies and gentlemen, they did not flip him, by the way. That was just for episodes.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Oh my Lord.
But yeah, I took the month off. I didn't bet on the Super Bowl, which was crazy because a year passed. I bet, you know, the game, crazy props on the Super Bowl. But in general, February is not really like a tough month not to gamble. Like if you're like a gambler like me, a real gambler, because it's an all-star game. It's the NHL all-star game. So it's not like the consistent, you know, MLB hasn't started yet. College basketball is just still.
You never bet on NHL before?
Oh, bro, I bet on NHL all the time.
I've never seen him play.
This is a man who once betted on power walking. So again,
I never bet on power walking.
Listen,
put that on me. but I'm gonna just say this like real
back
quick
in the day.
Real quick. So like the worst thing that you could do is as a gambler sometimes is to win. You feel me? And my intro to gambling was on Bovada like 2016. I think I put like 200 in there, right? But it was, you get a bonus when you, you know what I'm saying, when you do that. But you don't know, especially if you're not a gambler, that you can't take it out on the first win. You gotta like win like a few times or whatever.
Can't take that out until your initial deposit is done.
To the bonuses, like you gotta activate it, you know what I'm saying, over the length of however many bets, right? So I'm like, fuck. So I win, I lose, whatever. I'm like low-key back even, right? Then I'm just like, I do my first parlay. and I do a 14 parlay for like, I think it was $226 or something like that, right? I bet on like the Dodgers, Yankees, and like a NHL game and like another basketball game, because this is like when all the sports is going. So it's maybe like late March, early April or some shit. I hit the four teamer because one of the baseball games was a run line, so it was like plus money. So I won $2,600 and I was able to take the money out. So imagine me like never really placed a bet.
You turned $200 into $2,600 your first go around. Yeah, I think like, I was that nigga also. I'm not gonna lie.
Because my only experience before was gambling and shooting dice in high school. You feel me? Like, so
what y'all play out there? What's y'all dice craps out there?
We used to shoot craps. So we used to shoot craps in the security office at Verbum Day. You feel me? Like, niggas was really like on some shit. And niggas would shoot craps after school. You know what I'm saying? Like, before that, niggas played Get Like Me with quarters, you know, but like shooting craps was really like niggas would make.
What's Get Like Me?
Get Like Me is like you flipping quarters.
You flipping quarters. So you got a match.
Oh, all right, okay.
Yeah,
I got you. So, you know, we did
that. That shit just broke a lot of pockets. I ain't gonna lie. Get Like Me probably is like the worst shit you put get addicted to.
High school, bro, because you don't realize, but them quarter add in the dollars, them dollars add up. You ain't eating sat lunch now, sir.
The crazy thing about Like Me was we was doing the wager of the bills. You know what I'm saying? So we was going, I would start $5, Get Like Me. You know what I'm saying? So by then, I'm like, damn. And then the side bets. That's another thing. We don't show enough love for the side bet. Side bet niggas never get killed. Side bettors never get killed. Side bettors never get killed.
You know what my beef with side betting is, though? Honest to God.
It's instigation.
It's like, technically, especially like when you, especially if you rolling dice, right? Like you kind of like you're perceived as a nut if you go against the person, right? Like you kind of got to ride, pause, right? You got to ride with the person, pause, right?
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here from Cinephobe. Yeah, that podcast. It's a good one. Ascertain. Telling you right now, Prize Picks, that's the way to go. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time. That's right. You're asking, what does that mean? It's demon time. I'll tell you. Demons and Goblins, the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. That's insane. That's insane of Prize Picks to do. You know what else is insane? They offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you, and the rest of your entry stays alive. Prize Picks is the only DFS platform with an injury insurance policy. And by the way, they now offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this football, basketball, any season you're playing. Me personally, I'm taking more than points on Joel Embiid all the time. I'm taking more than assists on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm taking less than points on Jordan Poole. Those seem to be the easy money makers for you. And you're probably wondering, Zach, how do I get involved in this? You go to prizepicks.com/ding and use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/ding. Use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Like, why is that? Why? Yo, what if I don't think you going? What if I think the shit's over, my nigga? Like, I can't come up off that. Like, I'm wilding because I'm like, yo, you're not going to hit 6 times in a row, my nigga.
But that's why it's acceptable. I think that's the thing of like, it's like,
oh, that's not acceptable here. Not at all.
You be mad at me. I be betting shit like,
but why would you be against?
Just don't bet against the nigga.
No, no, but that's why the gambling gets out of hand, because a nigga is so like sick in his head that he think he could beat the crowd too.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So a nigga like, oh hell that's yeah, real. Nigga, oh you, your bitch ass want something too? I ain't exactly. bet. Cool. Yeah. You hate nah, on that's this real. Shit.
Yeah, you right.
Yeah, like, yeah. Nah,
it's even sure. better to shut up the fucking sideline. Like, oh, you right. really
nah, that's real. Fluke.
I'm gonna take your money too, bitch ass nigga. Like,
right. exactly. so, give me your money.
So that, but that's the thing, bro. About like gambling is so crazy because I didn't hit for like many bands. You know what I'm saying? Like off, bro. I am the king of hitting like 17, 18, 19, 10 team parlays, bro. Like I've hit those.
That's a sick brag.
Like I hit it.
Yo, can I ask you a question?
I hit a 10.
No, my boy already about to have a flashback right now.
No. Come on,
I'm the card, you know. We talk about I'm the king of 10, 9, 18 parlay for real. But we're not gonna talk about that.
But right. but
because you know what niggas, my question is, my
niggas have been on the other side of that. Niggas have been way on the other side of that too.
Oh, I know you have, because that's a risky bet to take.
That's a very risky bet to take. So, like, you know, I don't advocate, you know what I'm saying? Do not bet parlays, bet solos, you know what I'm saying? Even the please don't ever bet teasers either, because that's just the stupidest shit you could ever do. Like, unless it's a two-team teaser and you got whatever, but if you start getting into 4, 5, 6 team teasers,
woo.
Spare yourself, but I'm gonna just tell y'all
that
real quick.
Down
like,
bad doing that.
Yeah, that's nah. Don't do it, because the thing that you learn about teasers is you never really need to tease. If the team that you betting on, they usually gonna cover or win, or they gonna lose by more than a tease anyway. You feel me? Like that's what you learn from teasing. But I was gonna say real quick, like my worst like gambling moment was in Vegas. I lost the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time, bro. So I was going with my white homeboy, right? And he was telling me.
This is where it went back.
I always start off with stories.
Keep it going. Keep it going. We just ad-libbing. Keep it going.
So we went to high school together. Cool ass dude. You know what I'm saying? And we kind of relinked. We hadn't kicked it in a while. So, you know, he was on some hustling shit and he was getting his bread. I forgot what his, you know what I'm saying, shit was, but he was pushing the Audi. He was like, yo, you know, you betting, I'm betting, let's smash
my
out to Vegas.
My bro got tricked out the Audi. Yeah. You see, the Audi was like, hey, bro, you looking nice over there, big bro.
So we rolled out there. I got a little something in the pocket, right? And he like, man, yeah, I know how to, you know, beat craps. I know how to beat roulette. You know, basically you just gotta double down on the bet until you hit. You know what I'm saying? On like red or black, like when you if you bet 25 and it don't hit, bet 50. When that 50 don't hit, bet 100. When 100 don't hit, just keep doubling up. And then you're like, whenever it hit, you're gonna make all that money back that you lost on the other ones. So I was like, all right, for sure. So same thing with craps, right? And he was saying like do it on the pass line that has like all the numbers on it. It's like, you know, that where it's like 2, 3, 6, 8, 10, 11, whatever that little line is on the craps table.
Yeah.
Now keep in mind, I had never bet craps in Vegas. I only bet craps shooting with niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, in the hood. So I'm only betting on the point, or like y'all saying, side betting. I'm not betting on the pass line. So I'm looking at the pass line. I'm like, damn, he kind of right, like a dude. So I'll go in with 100, lose that bet. 200, lose that bet. 400, lose that bet. 800, lose that bet. And I don't know if I finished with 16, but I lost.
Did you
like
faint? I thought my legs was going to get broke.
No, I think I did go in with 16 or like a band or something as the last bet. Cause I don't think I even doubled up fully the last time, but lost it. And I lost like 3,200, I remember, in like 3 minutes. And then the next one didn't hit either. And then the one after that hit. And I was
my nigga.
Bro. And so I was done. So my whole Vegas trip was done in the span of that moment. Like
you know what I hear from this?
What?
Whatever we do. You do not need to be out Vegas, my nigga.
Like, no, I don't play craps in Vegas no more.
Nah, I don't need to be listening to white niggas that's talking about keep doubling down no matter what. And right. Who are you? You started your story off by saying
that nigga act, that nigga acts Madden.
Huh?
I mean, it makes sense, but that double down shit only, that shit can only happen if you are up to the point where you can afford to play the 1 out of 100 game, right? Like, that's the only way that shit work. If you coming in just on some regular degular shit and you got a couple grand in your pocket and you like, yo, I'm about to turn this, but you know damn well if you lose all this right here and maybe a little more, you're wilding. Nah, you can't play that game.
Yeah, but I didn't know how deep I was gonna get in. It's like a lot of, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times when you bet, you don't know, like you think you going in with this and then you get in there and you like, nah, they can't get me for that. I gotta cut, you know what I'm saying? And then now you chasing is one of the, oh man, that's one of the worst things you could do in your life, man. But yeah,
we glad you still here with us, man. Huh? We glad you still here with us, man. You ignored, you don't do no promo for the draft kings for the underdogs or the fan duels. You leave that to us. You just sit in the rafters, watch your jersey up there for the one couple 10 parlays and 9 parlays you hit, and just tell us the good old days stories and maybe step in like the OG that get out of jail and be like, hey, bro, it ain't worth it. You just gotta show up at random casinos and just talk niggas out of it.
Exactly. On me. But apparently March is gambling awareness month too. So this is like a perfect, you know what I'm saying, time to like tell me. So on that note, like I was saying that on Twitter, like a nigga told me that. So I'm like, man, I'm gonna sit out for as long as I can, you know, obviously. As I'm telling the story. And I enjoy, you know what I'm saying? I enjoy betting with niggas. I don't like betting against the homies too, because that's a whole nother side. Like, cause sometimes niggas don't want to pay. Shit could get, you know what I'm saying, tricky. That's the whole thing. So I like to bet the casino, because when you bet against niggas, like that could fuck up friendships, relationships, like the whole.
It's, yo, you know what? Yo, that's funny you say that. Cause like, one of the most important things when you betting with the homies is to pay up. And I just want to remind cats that, hey, there's an outstanding bomb podcast bet still out there on these streets.
Two niggas.
I don't even know if I'm saying Juju. Listen. Okay, my bad. Hey, Ju, my bad, bro. Hey, listen, sometimes niggas be shooting quarter straight.
Jerv a snitch.
Exactly. Look,
yeah, my bad. I caught a stray. Yeah, my bad.
Jerv, I know you were telling right now. Damn.
My bad.
To my point, this is why gambling with homies.
This nigga Jason spilled his heart out, bro. Trying to tell niggas to delete the apps, nigga. Yeah. This nigga Jerv talking about pay up. Sick nigga, man. Sick nigga. Be your own people.
Oh, Deion Sanders, bro. Hey, I owe you Trayvon the money. Bro, that's I get it now. I'm back.
Right,
I'm definitely in the wrong for sure.
Yo, for Big Jerv, for Juju, for Jason, this has been another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I hope you enjoyed.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.